okay?
Yes.
Call the meeting to order. This is the Library Joint Powers Board Finance Subcommittee, Monday, May 18th. Will the clerk call the roll, please?
Councilmember Matthews?
Here.
Citizen Member Dexter?
Here.
Councilmember Termini?
Next, we will consider the agenda for today.
Which looks fine.
Okay.
Was that a motion? Yes.
And I will second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next, we'll consider the minutes of February 23rd, 2015.
And I wasn't there, so...
I know you will abstain. I actually have a correction on that on page... the second, third page of the minutes. Under six other business, we elected the chair and vice chair, and the vice chair is actually Citizen Member Dexter rather than Council Member Matthews.
Okay.
And I don't know if we take a vote on this, if there's only me.
it should come back.
Probably should we come back to the next meeting.
I'll make a note into these minutes, and then it will be approved.
Correct them the next time they come back.
Okay.
Oral communications. I don't see anyone here from the public, so we'll move on. Staff reports, monthly financial report. Market.
So I'll give you a verbal update. It's early. We're 5 days away from producing a final report, but the preliminary results were positive for April. We're definitely in triple figure positive territory, 100 plus thousand ahead.
Mm-hmm.
The month of April tends to be a slow month for sales tax. It's one of the lowest dips. It's following the kind of December, everybody's spending money in January, people slow down.
And then they pay taxes.
Yeah. Yes. So that's pretty normal for April. Sales tax to do though, the MOE is what it is, it's on pace, but expenditure is a little bit below budget. So overall, revenue is still trending ahead and expenditure is behind the budget.
Mm-hmm.
Interpret those words to mean we're on target with our revenue, slightly better possibly, and our expenditures are under budget.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds good to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're on track on our estimates for the year.
Yes.
Because we only have one more. Oh, this was for April. We'll have two more.
Yeah, April, May, June. You'll have the official April at the next board meeting.
Right. Yep. Update on City of Santa Cruz cost allocation study. Again.
So passed out to you, and is a three-page report on the board asked the Finance Committee to review the city's cost allocation model under a hypothetical model. So, what if the city had always been charging administrative fee based on its internal cost allocation model?
Mm-hmm.
So we asked our consultants to replicate the same model for all of our internal funds, the same model we used to set fees for the library. In total, this model produced a fee that would have been $760,000, which is about $100,000 plus greater than the current administrative fee on a cash basis.
Mm-hmm.
The fee, as you well know, is set at 5.5%. That dates back to 1996. The conceptual model that we have broke down all of our overhead costs and allocated them out using the same matrix criteria. It could be square footage of space occupied, it could be full-time equivalent of employees, it could be number of printers, a whole bunch of different metrics that are measured and then costs are allocated accordingly. From a historical perspective, the city's fee, we have a chart in there that shows what the city's fee has been since 2910 and rolling forward where it could be going forward based on projections.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would note, we also have a schedule in there that details how the fees arrived at. And what's important to note is that it's based on operating costs. So we back out non-operating costs. We back out capital costs, which qualify as non-operating. We back out any transfers in and out of the fund that are generally considered non-operating. And we don't assess the fee on the fee. So
mm-hmm.
as we're
mm-hmm.
doing the calculation, we pull the
mm-hmm.
city's the admin fee out and then run those numbers.
Right.
So that's how we get to the fee
mm-hmm.
base. And so we have a three-page report that kind of summarizes all that. I'd say...
So
So table one is if we continued the five and a half percent?
Yeah, based on what the budget model is forecasting, subject to the board's choosing, should that be our budget in the future.
And table three, though, is the conceptual model of what it would be on a cost allocation basis.
Correct, yeah.
So as you said, it's a little over $100,000 more. That would be based on the 14-15 data, right? Or, well, no, it's not really that,
no,
is it?
No, I mean, this is, the cost allocation model is different.
Right, it's just time, yeah.
About 2 year lag.
So would that be, how would, obviously, that wouldn't, how would that track in a 5 year model?
So in a, let me take, in the case of the county, for example, experience with the Animal Services Authority, what they tend to do is they'll assess their cost allocation based on the cost as of 2 years ago, where their costs were at, staffing and all the other criteria, and then they do a true-up. So every year they look back and they catch up from 2 years ago, a true-up, they look at where it was 2 years ago versus actuals and what do we assess at the beginning of the year. So if this model were followed, that's typically a way of making sure that if the city's costs go down, then ultimately there's a credit back. On the other side of the equation, if the costs go up higher than expected, then there's an additional assessment.
So presumably the first year would be a big surprise. I mean, a big adjustment. Mm-hmm. I mean, over $100,000.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then,
order of magnitude.
Right.
Sure.
And then year forward, after that, it could be relatively.
It would just set a new
base.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
A new expectation, a new formula.
Yeah. Yes.
Except it would be, you wouldn't predict it in the same way that we do now.
No.
Yeah, so it could be fairly level, right? It could be.
If the city were to grow larger and faster than the library, then staffing costs could go up faster and larger than the library's budget. Yeah. So there's a scenario where if the city were to grow faster, the administrative fee would outpace the revenue growth of the library. The equal could be true if the city were to experience a financial difficulty and the library with their revenue streams didn't. The converse could be true. The library could be going strong and the fee coming back. So you're really, in this case, you're following cost allocation model, you're really tying it to the operations of the parent provider. Where the current model was, I think it's probably why they picked it back in time. It's just a very easy thing. You know, 5-6% is a reasonable overhead rate.
More than reasonable, as it turns out.
Yes.
Yeah, and when we looked at it.
Thanks for asking.
Well, I didn't ask.
I know.
Right. The board asked.
And when we looked at the rates before, when we looked at what other rates were being charged for comparable administrative rates, 5.5 was also on the low end. Mm-hmm. 6s and 7s were what we're finding. Mm-hmm. So as a comparative, the 5.5 is reasonable, if not low. Compared to cost allocation, the 5.5 is lower than what would be cost allocation. And certainly if you're going to try to match it up and take those services and staff them up within the library on their own, probably several $100,000 larger to replicate.
I don't have my calculator, but what does this actually come out? It's not obviously 5.5%, but I mean, just for comparison purposes, is it what, like 7%?
Yeah, 7.2.
Yeah.
You mean the
7.3? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know it's sort of apples and oranges, but just.
Well, it's percentages. Just percentages.
Percentages of budget.
Because you were saying that you thought, what did you say? It was 6-7% was what? It wasn't that animal control was running around 6-7%.
No.
Oh, not you.
While you're figuring that,
6.4%.
Oh, 6.4, okay. So it's another percent. This is something that will ultimately be taken up with the new board.
Yeah,
so
I don't know why the city would
want
to renew at 5.5%.
No, I don't know.
I should note that.
Right, it would be silly.
I was trying to reconcile why the math was slightly different than what we were looking at earlier. What's not included in here are trust funds. So we to keep the cost reasonable.
Oh, right. There's no tax on it.
We focused really on the pure operating accounts to assess in the cost allocation model. If it were a true model, because the city has custody of trust account monies, mm-hmm. it could be $300,000 or $400,000. There's a small sliver of additional costs that are tacked onto any custody related to that. What I mean by that is, for holding all the assets, we have a responsibility to maintain mm-hmm. them, the cash controls,
right.
And have processes
in place.
We have banks where they're kept
right.
at, which
fund management.
Rates. Yes. And so if we fold it in those rates, then the fee can actually be a little bit higher than what this model shows. We were trying to get what's a reasonable cost. It probably wouldn't increase more than 0.5%, if that. Mm-hmm. But I forgot to point that out. So mm-hmm. this is kind of a snapshot of the bulk of all the services. Mm-hmm. But we excluded some of the other trust accounts mm-hmm. from this mm-hmm. purview. Mm-hmm.
So for our board, this is informational.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The new board will be taking this up, I guess, along with their decisions on
right.
who to contract mm-hmm. services mm-hmm. with anyway. I mean, it's useful information to have,
yeah.
but you're right, I think the city would be, well, I mean, you have a responsibility to your citizens, to
our taxpayers.
Yes,
yeah.
exactly. So, well, the truth is out. or at least some slice of it.
I want to really echo on the cost allocation model. We took it the exact same model that we use for all of our fee studies and cost mm-hmm. allocation that we do internally from the
yeah.
city of Santa Cruz. There is no editing. The one thing we did take a little liberties and we footnoted, we arbitrarily reduced a few of the numbers. There's a charge in there, for example, the geographic information system.
Mm-hmm.
The library rarely uses that, so
yeah.
we brought that way down.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Same for public works admin. We brought that way
yeah.
down. We brought those down by 3/4.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We reduced the city attorney fee by 0.25%. There's could be a lot more discussion around
mm-hmm.
the city attorney.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
there will
yeah.
be.
Yes.
That's on the
so
separate.
That'll be another cost.
Yeah.
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 yeah. yeah a separate cost.
Right.
Unless that's still up to the new board to mm-hmm. decide how they want to handle it. They want to roll that in or take it up separately. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
But I think it is worth pointing out when it comes to our full board that the city, because of its enterprise funds, does have experience in pretty rigorous cost allocations.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the first time we're in the block.
Right.
Right.
And if it would be helpful, we can. Is there next? Would this
June
report go to the in the packet?
In the June, if you're comfortable with
yeah,
it,
yeah.
when you're ready.
And what I might just add on there is just taking that cost allocation model and showing what that percentage is.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. I mean, this is to us, this is addressed to us.
Yep.
The June 8th meeting, you know, I don't even think we need to do anything more than just giving our comments.
Yeah.
And then.
This is just information.
Information.
Right.
Lost
right.
to a question of information.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. When you do the final one, it'd be good to just label the
table one
tables
is
what they are.
Okay, give them a header or something.
Yeah, because table one is a projection
yes.
of retaining current system
based on a projection based on the 5.5% formula, and table three is a cost allocation model.
Yeah, we have narratives to that, but you're right.
Yeah.
As far as a
table,
if you just want to look at it, that's a great comment.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Any other suggestions?
Next update on the FY15-16 proposed budget, and I guess that's you, Janice?
Yes, what I've given you is the draft of the staff report for the budget, and the summary is pretty much what you have been seeing all along. I'm asking for guidance in the way it's presented, and if there's anything you notice about the way it's written that needs clarification or that you want me to point out in some clear, different way. You'll notice that the materials budget is a little higher. You'll also notice in the personnel, we did get we have accounted for whatever might happen in contract negotiations, and then also with insurance. In the last few days, we've been getting the new quotes for liability insurance and things like that. That those went up, and so we've accounted for that in this summary as well. I don't think there have been other changes since then. We don't have that.
Discussion?
I'd say the one thing I want to call out from a numbers guy. Mm-hmm. So we footnoted that in the report, but the revenue on the revenue side and the maintenance of effort and the library fund,
yes.
Allocations that come to the operating of the fund, that's still a discussion.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the outcomes of that can impact the numbers for the budget. I think all parties are trying to.
So there's still an asterisk there.
Yes.
Yes.
I think all parties are trying to work in this place of not impacting the budget we're about to talk.
Yes.
As much as possible.
Right.
That is one call that.
One thing I like about presenting the report this way is I really like having the 14-15. I like mm-hmm. seeing a progression.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's
yes.
really important
mm-hmm.
that people see
yes.
that. You know, we've done all of this, and not only have we done all this, now this is what we're going to do next.
Right.
You know, you've got to, there's a story to tell.
Yeah.
I think it's really good. There were obviously no surprises here.
No.
We've talked about this since February.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There really isn't.
Although the
very
one thing that was useful, this was the first time we saw the actual 5-year projection.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time we saw it was in February at the last finance subcommittee meeting, and I see that the numbers are thinner. That
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's still okay, but I mean, we get up 5 years out, and
it's definitely
and I noticed that the cushion year to year is smaller than it was in our
yes.
previous projections. So I think what was done between February and I guess March, when we saw the next version. I mean, the conservative nature of pulling back some of the things
mm-hmm.
that you had originally
mm-hmm.
thought of really are borne out here at the 5-year projections.
Exactly.
Are even not as good as they were the last time we
yeah.
saw.
Which is true for the city,
yeah.
too. And it's hard to get your head around for a lot of people who
mm-hmm.
are
think things are getting better.
Yeah.
And they sort of are, but
when you project all this other stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Because
right.
there's still lots of changes to come.
Right.
Exactly.
Significant. It is a bit of when there's, you think, good times are here again, so now
mm-hmm.
we can, you know,
mm-hmm.
do all the things we haven't been able to do. But
yeah.
So I'm glad that we took the cautious approach in the previous
mm-hmm.
meetings.
Yes.
Reaffirmed that. And so, there, as I said, I don't see a whole lot of surprises here from the previous discussion. Do you have anything to add?
No, I think we had discussion, we gave clear directions, so.
And it's implemented.
Yeah, right. The budget
yes,
reflected.
We changed,
yeah.
That we did, yeah. That's right.
So I guess we probably need to actually entertain a motion to move to
recommend this to the
to recommend
right.
Yeah.
I'll make that motion.
And I will second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Written communications? None.
Mm-hmm.
Future agenda items?
The only thing that I know about is that we have issued the RFP for the new bookmobile.
Mm-hmm.
That's out, and those responses are due June 17th. So if all goes well and we are able to review and make a decision, I would have a contract for the bookmobile that we could discuss, we could look at for
if
August.
I don't know if the finance
I don't know either, but
we have it.
But that's one thing I know that is coming.
It's pending.
Yeah.
But we have discussed that.
In the board.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. At the board meetings. I don't
mm-hmm.
know about it.
I don't know if, yeah, the only thing I could think of that I knew would be a finance agenda item that was coming up.
Right.
Sarah,
so when are we going to self-destruct?
That's the question.
I was my question.
I don't know. I mean, at that point, we don't exist anymore.
Could possibly. But we can't assume that at this point.
Right.
So, because
we just keep on.
So I think that, you know, if we meet again, the topic would be transition planning.
Yes.
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 Right. And just communications about that.
Mm-hmm.
With all its many anxieties.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing, we had a meeting this morning. Mark has laid out the proposed schedule for our city budget hearings, and he has just a little slot for libraries. So.
Mm-hmm. And I'm.
You're scheduled to do that?
Yep, I'm scheduled to do that, and I'm actually halfway through it, planning it already.
I don't know to what extent it would be worth offering that to the other jurisdictions, but I think it kind of asserts library as an expenditure.
No, I'm actually prepared to do that.
Well,
right now, what I have a general structure for the report, and then what I've been doing is using the appropriate examples. Because I'm assuming, I know that I will be speaking before the county supervisors on June 16th, but I'm also assuming I will have an invitation from the city of Capitola and the city of Scotts Valley.
Well, given that we're in mid-May now, I wouldn't wait around to be asked.
Just offer it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Call it the city, it's just the two city managers.
And, okay.
And just say you realize, you know, that it's a JPA, but still you'd like to have just a few minutes on the agenda.
Okay, sure.
I just think it's really important as we go through with all the negotiations that all the councils
yes.
are thinking library.
Yes. Okay.
Well, especially since they're going to be receiving a JPA for consideration.
Yeah. I think you just can't say it in enough different ways.
Mm-hmm. And we have lots to say, so I'm
mm-hmm.
happy to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Consider our meeting schedule. I actually, the next meeting, which we currently have scheduled for August 17th, I am on a plane that day.
Oh.
So I'm wondering if we could reschedule it maybe to the next Monday, the 24th at this point. I don't know about Mike, but.
I'd say it's your call. We're back in session in August. So.
You're back, okay.
Yeah.
So if
okay.
we could make a note of that, then
okay.
I would be helpful for me. There's only three of us.
All right.
Yeah, let's,
right. Let's,
let's
we can make that August 24th.
Agreed.
Okay.
Pending Mike's availability.
Right.
Right.
And I think there's nothing else then on the agenda. Then we will adjourn.
Have a ruling
Thank
meeting.
You.
Yep.